T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back here as we head into the 4 o'clock hour. Let me turn to the Jets for a minute here, and then we'll get back to the Giants again later on. We'll go around the league, all that stuff, as we take it at 6:30 this evening. Yanks have the night off. Mets are playing. Mets have 7 games left. They're 4.5 games behind. If they won all the games, they still would make the playoffs. But, hey, that's the way it goes. I mean, you know, it's going to be Milwaukee and Washington. The Cubs are falling apart. And the Yankees are going to start October 4th. That's going to be their first home game. Will be October 4th. It'll be Friday, October 4th, and Saturday, October 5th. And the third home game will be the 10th if they need it. So that'll be in the first round. So it'll be 4th, 5th, Friday the 4th, Saturday the 5th will be their first two games. I think I'm not sure about the time for the Friday game. The Friday game is going to be a night. Saturday game, I'm not sure about the time. I think it's not early, though. It's not early. And those are the two Yankee games, Friday and Saturday, the 4th and the 5th of October. All right, Jets go up to Foxborough. You're not expecting anything. You don't get anything. The offense was absolutely putrid against a defense that had allowed 3 points this year. The defense, and there's not a lot to talk about in this game, let's be honest. The Jets have to make changes. You heard the head coach talk about it. The product he's putting out there as an offensive coach is abominable. He's got to make changes on the offensive line. The offensive line has been atrocious. We know he's a ways from getting Sam back. It's not fair to Bell. They really are just getting manhandled in every way. And the only conversation worth anything in that game yesterday, the only one, was exactly what Belichick was doing. It was rather bizarre. And the only thing I would say is, if you were a Jet fan and you bet the Pats, well, then you get what you deserve. If you're a Giant, if you're a fan who's happy that probably half the people who were in that stadium yesterday went there and bet on the Pats, which they probably do every week, and probably were furious on the way home after blowing a 30-0 lead. And to see Belichick, can't do anything about the muff for the touchdown. That could happen. But to see Belichick take Brady out, which he never does, and then put the rookie in and let the rookie throw the ball consistently and have him give up a pick six, and you know at that point, that 30-0, and whether you lay 21 or 22 or 22.5 or whatever, you know, and nobody would bet on the Jets in that game. You couldn't. You know that that was it, because you knew the Jets were never scoring, and you knew the Giants, the Pats weren't going to try and score again. So the only way the Pats were going to cover then is if the Jets gave them a pick six. That was going to be the only way. And it would have to be one when they carried back into the game. So instead of it sitting there 30-0, and you're in the most comfortable rocking chair cover of the world, and all of a sudden the kid muffs a punt, which was recovered in the end zone for a touchdown, and then you get the pick six, where the kid, think about it, he never takes Brady out, number one. And number two, he lets the kid throw the ball all over the place. And the kid makes a terrible pass, Adams intercepts it and runs it back for a touchdown. So you know that it angered the heck out of half of North America and all of New England when he did that yesterday. But as far as the Jet offense, there is not anything to talk about. They really have to think about remodeling in any way they can. The defense didn't do a bad job yesterday. I mean, the Pats were going to score, and once Edelman went out, and then Gordon hurt his hand, and Edelman hurt his ribs, and hey, you knew what it was going to be. Now, the Jets mercifully get the week off before they get the Eagles. And I'll tell you something. The Eagles are going to be desperate when the Jets get them, because the Eagles could easily lose to the Packers on Thursday night and be 1-3. They've lost 2 3-point games. They're all banged up. He couldn't even practice Wednesday. So he's got all kinds of guys hurt. And they could be 1-3, and they're in desperation mode when they play the Jets. So they are going to give the Jets heck in week five. That's all there is to it. I mean, because you know the Eagles are going to be, if they lose to the Pack, they'll have had 10 days off to get healthy, and then they are going to be like chewing rocks when they get the Jets, and that will not be pretty in week number 5. So the Jets, now the question becomes, when can they get Sam back? Gase talked about getting him back week 5. You have heard Dr. O'Brien, you have heard other doctors talk about how it is very tricky bringing him back early with this illness. So I don't know how they're going to address that. I don't know how they're going to feel comfortable with it. But they're headed to 0-3. The Eagles are 0-4. The Cowboys are 0-5. Then comes Jacksonville. Then comes the Pats again on a Monday night. I mean, it's a long way from a victory. The only thing is they don't have the Giants as company right now at 0-3 because the Giants get to 1-2 and get a big break yesterday. And instead of joining them at 0-3, they're at 1-2 and hoping to get to 2-2 against the Redskins. Before I open up the phone lines on the Jet callers, and I'll let you get in, we'll clear the Giant callers off, and then I'll let the Giant callers get back in. We'll give the Jets equal billing. There's not going to be a lot to talk about with the Jets. Let me go through the rest of the league here quickly and give you my thoughts. Bengals, you know, they were competitive with the Bills. The Bills go 3-0, give them credit. I understand the Bills have beaten the Jets, the Giants, and the Bengals, but they are 3-0. They get the Pats this week. So right now, before you make any statements, New England is in Buffalo, and New England's banged up offensively. On the offensive line, they're banged up. Wide receiver, they're banged up. So the Bills might actually be catching them at the right time. It'll be fascinating to see. Number 2, Cowboys lackluster first half, 3 turnovers, only up 10-6. Put the pedal to the metal. Win it 31-6 going away. So if you went with the two heavy lines, you split them. Cowboys covered, Pats didn't. Broncos, Green Bay, this game looks easy for the Packers, but it really wasn't. It was 27-16, and Green Bay moved the ball better than the Pack did. And this game could have been far closer than it looks. But the Broncos didn't execute. They're 0-3. Packers are 3-0. Falcons lose a heartbreaker, 27-24 to the Colts. Jacoby Brissett played well. He was 16-16 at one point. Chiefs and Ravens. Ravens made it cosmetically close. Never threatened the Chiefs. Chiefs had a big lead in the game. Went on to an easy win. They're 3-0. I thought the Chiefs would win 12 or 13 games this year. Vikings, one of my picks. I told you, no one's better early in the year than the Vikings at home. Under this head coach, he's the best point spread coach at home in the league. And yesterday they go to a 34-17. It was 34-14 the final. And again, Cook, 16-110, having a great year for the Vikings, who are 2-1. Lions, 2-0-1, caught the Eagles at the right time, beat them 27-24. Panthers, talked about Kyle Allen yesterday, 145 quarterback rating, 19-26, 261, 4 touchdowns in Arizona. What does that say about Cam Newton? Who knows when Cam Newton's coming back anyway, but Kyle Allen, who is an undrafted free agent at quarterback, steps in and has that kind of game. Texans come back and beat the Chargers. Big win for the Texans. A very good win for the Texans. 22nd half points, down 17-7 at the half. Come back, win that game. Very big win for the Texans. Steelers, 0-3. 49ers go to 3-0. So the Niners, 3-0. Rudolph was 14-27, threw 2 touchdown passes, 1 pick. Niners, Garoppolo, 23-32 for 277. They're now 3-0. They have a pass rush. They're getting better. So right now they're 3-0. You got to give them credit for what they're doing. Seahawks, this was the biggest game played yesterday, the most telling game. The Saints in a tough spot against the 2-0 Seahawks without Breeze. Would they show up? Would they do what they had to do to win this game? They got a good game out of Bridgewater. They got a solid game. They built up an early lead and they held on. Seattle put up 20 points in the fourth quarter, 33-27. Huge win for the Saints. Got them to 2-1. Can they keep above board? Can they stay above the fray? And this week, Sunday night, Dallas at New Orleans. really big game. Cowboys at 3-0. Saints with Bridgewater at 2-1. Enormous Sunday nighter. Can't miss Sunday nighter. The Monday night is 0-3 Bengals, 0-3 Steelers. Oh, my God. But right now, that Sunday night is a wonderful game with the Cowboys 3-0. That was an enormous win for the Saints. Can he keep his head above water? He could for week number one with a big win on the road. And then the Rams last night beating the Browns. You know the Browns had a chance late. I told you I have not been impressed at all with Mayfield so far. I really have not. I don't like the way they're running their offense. If he doesn't get rid of the ball on his second, when the first time he puts his foot on the ground, if he doesn't get rid of the ball, he looks ponderous. I have not been happy with him and what he did last night. Beckham, 6 for 56. They did a good job bottling him up. He was targeted 9 times. Good win for the Rams. Very impressive overall win for the Rams. You got to be, if you're the Rams, you got to be very happy with that right now. So New England's 3-0. Surprising Buffalo is 3-0. Kansas City is already 3-0 and already has a couple of game lead in that division. Dallas is 3-0, and everybody in the NFC East has lost 2 games. Packers are 3-0, but Detroit's 2-0-1. So surprising there. And then New Orleans is 2-1. Tampa, Atlanta, and Carolina all 1-2. And the Rams and San Francisco 3-0, and Seattle 2-1. So San Francisco and Buffalo, big surprises right now. So is Detroit at 2-0-1. And of course, the Cowboys right now with a plus 53 differential, doing a heck of a job. New England's differential, 106 points. That's unbelievable what they've been able to do so far. Done a heck of a job. Really have. But that game should have been 30-0, not 30-14, but it was 30-14. Now, this week, you got the Eagles and Packers on Thursday. You got the Cowboys and Saints on Sunday night. You have the Giants and the Redskins at 1 o'clock. And the Jets have the week off mercifully. They need it in the worst way. Chiefs are at Detroit. When was the last time Detroit had a really big early season game? 3-0 Chiefs, 2-0-1 Lions. Very interesting game there as far as that's concerned. And the Browns and the Ravens meet at an early test for the Browns. If they go 1-3 with that coach, they will spiral out of control against the Ravens. That's a very big early season game for them right off the bat. And the Vikings and the Bears meet. In, there's going to be a lot of tussles in that division, but they meet. But I'm really fascinated with Cowboys and Saints. Cowboys and Saints. And then Thursday night's a good one, too. Eagles and Packers. Jet calls when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.